not a test.
What'd you bring?
I felt bad because I was running so late. So.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm literally going to drape this over my body like this now. I'd be a new bitch. Conservative.
Damn, then I won't go viral. I was an intern at a political science, a politician on Staten Island.
Uh-huh.
He was like an assemblyman. I don't even know if anyone knows what that is. Because I was a political science major. I graduated college, Sophia.
Okay.
You didn't?
No.
Me neither.
But I
wasn't saying that
because
she didn't. I just feel like she just thinks I'm stupid.
Every interview and every resume, I said
that you graduated?
Mm-hmm.
From where?
University of Utah.
You said that you graduated there? Why'd you pick that?
That's where you're from.
That's where I'm from. I went there. I was like a few classes short.
Oh, this is so kind of cool.
Like, okay, I fucking graduated. You know?
This is kind of not bad.
I knew you would like
it. Oh my God.
Yes. I'm drinking with my drunk Aunt Sophia.
What else about me screams? Actually, I'm going to let you guys start your show.
We started.
Yeah, it's
I don't do any intro.
No,
I don't care. It's mad informal. Like four
like
people
that.
Watch this. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay, that's great.
Like millions watch the clips though.
Yeah.
I'm trying to build the YouTube. That's what you did.
That's what
I
it's
give
all
you
about.
Mad credit.
For building the YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're a beast with it.
Thank you. It takes time.
Yeah.
Do you have like a video person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got a video person, but my audience is just predominantly on Instagram.
Okay.
You know.
Not TikTok.
TikTok, yeah. But
you're not using your personal.
Yeah, but my clips, like, they're like shadow banning the podcast. Like, I could literally say the alphabet on TikTok and it'll go viral. But if I post a clip from the podcast, it'll get like 20,000 views. Like, nothing. It's wild.
Why?
I don't know. And it was even with Hannah. Hannah's like
Hannah
the
Burner.
Biggest TikToker.
Right.
And our shit did nothing on my personal page. Like, I really feel like it's part of the weird algorithm. They're like, we don't want to like promote your shit.
Yeah.
Like only post hours, like so we could brainwash you and sell your, buy your information.
Maybe
you know
if you edited it on the app, like added some, I don't know. You know when they say like, you know, do
what did you do, Sophia? Tell me the ropes. Show me the ropes.
Yeah. What do you mean? What do I do
become,
on TikTok?
How do you become a successful podcaster?
I'm not big. I mean, you want to go back 20 years? That's a totally different thing.
We could do that. But okay, so back 20 years, I would love to know how you even first started podcasting, like what made you even talk into a mic and do it?
Yeah.
And then also now you're at a place where I respect that you're building it on your own and you're kind of like this like side, like fringe thing. I kind of relate to that, you know, because I'm on like my mainstream shit, but then like I'm over here talking about like, you know, eating ass and everything. And you
are
know,
you?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were vulgar like that.
I try not to be, but it always turns into sex. Yeah.
Really?
Always, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But
whose pod should we talk about sex more, mine or yours? No, you're like mainstream now. You're corny.
Excuse me. I will talk about whatever. Ask me whatever.
Same. Anyway,
no, really,
so
ask me some. Okay.
Well, let's podcasting? Go back. Let's go. Yeah. Let's you know. I want to see the other side of Sophia.
Are we talking podcast here? Eating ass?
That's the question.
We'll get to eating ass, but first. What made you first start podcasting?
Okay, so this is gonna sound corny to your point.
Love it.
But I genuinely believe I manifested it.
That is corny.
I worked.
The universe.
You're just
the
as
universe
corny.
Sent it to you?
The
okay,
universe
I'm sorry.
Did.
I'm sorry.
You don't
I'll
believe
stop.
In that shit? Do you?
I believe that the
I
universe
do.
Exists.
Thank
I don't
you.
Think
it's,
it sends
oh,
you
it's
things.
It's in the Bible. Like what you say.
I don't believe
comes
in
true.
That either.
Oh, yes. Wow. Okay. You need something to believe.
Yeah,
in.
You have nothing.
You need Jesus. You
he
need
does.
Something.
He does.
You I'm, need a, something. I'm a centered person. I'm agnostic.
Okay.
You know, so I don't know what the right religion is. There's a
you're
lot
lost.
Of them.
Yeah, he's a lost.
No, no, no.
You're a little boy.
I don't need
badass.
A religion to kind of give me like a moral compass to live by. I kind of know it. I do it already.
Okay. You well, know? Manifesting and what you put out into the universe, I wouldn't say is religion. It's just factual.
Like the law of attraction?
Yeah.
That is not real.
Yeah. No, it
yeah,
is.
It is.
No, it is. It's actually a fact.
Yeah.
No, it's actually
it's actually
not.
Proven.
It's actually debunked. No. That whole movie is debunked.
Scientifically proven.
No, you don't just
secret.
Say things
it
and
is.
It bounces
it
back.
It does.
No,
it,
there's no magnetic field that bounces your thoughts back to you.
Okay, well,
if you say I'm a millionaire. I did that when I was younger.
And look at you.
Yeah, but it wasn't from that. It was from me getting out there, trying different things, throwing shit against the wall, okay, seeing what stuck.
But you're rewiring your brain every time you know what I mean? You're saying, oh, I am this. So you're like becoming that as you do it. You know what I'm
saying? Fine. But yes. But my words aren't going out into outer space. And then the South Pole, the North Pole is bringing it back to me and making it happen.
Why are we talking about continents and outer space?
Because you're saying it's a scientific fact.
The universe is everything. All right, so all encompassing.
Yeah. He says Santa Claus is going to give me a million.
I manifested it. I worked at Morgan Stanley in Utah. I worked in a cubicle. I wanted to die every single day. And I would listen to podcasts all day long and think to myself, probably how a lot of other people think, right, when they're listening to a podcast.
Yeah. I can.
Hi, I'm going to start one of these and make this my job. Mm-hmm. So I would listen to them all day long. And I also would think about moving to New York because I kind of liked a guy that lived here who was a surgeon who did not like me, but I was delusional. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be like with a surgeon.
Delulu.
That was young me. Now I'm not like that. I don't know. And
don't leave the surgeons off the table, Sophia. They're listening. I have a huge surgeon audience.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm just looking for surgeons. That's it. No, actually, I don't like surgeons or doctors.
No? Why not?
Because they have like a God complex. Mm.
They don't believe in God, most of them.
But they still have the complex.
Where they think they're like more God? Important.
Yeah. They kind of are.
Yeah.
You know?
Because they they could kill
their you. Their lives are very chaotic too. One of my good friends is a plastic surgeon. And he's just so busy doing his, running his practice. Like you walk into that place, it is a disaster.
Yeah.
You know, like the rest of their life is crazy. Yeah.
I mean, imagine like cutting someone open.
Yeah.
That's demonic.
You know what I mean? There was no response to that would not come off like weird. You're like, that's demonic.
The crazy thing about me is that whenever I pass a lawyer or a doctor on Raya, she always liked me already.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, all the time. Because you know what it is? Like, they're so clean cut and regimented. A reality star stripper from Jersey Shore is like the opposite. I'm like their dirty little secret.
Yeah, they don't like out.
Fetish.
Yeah,
I'm like their fetish. It never fails. Like you would never expect, you know, lawyers and doctors to like want to hang out with me.
I get it though. I think it's hot.
Yeah, and I don't want that.
Why?
You
like women that don't work.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I want a submissive woman that just stays in the kitchen and, you know, is barefoot and stuff like that.
I need to
that.
Know. Is it for real? For real?
Yes.
No. A hybrid.
No, for
a
real.
A hybrid. Like, make me half a sandwich. No. Like, I'm saying, she's not going to have time for me. I totally respect a doctor and I'm inspired. I love when people have a craft and a trade that they do, but I don't think she'll just have time. Like, I'm so set up right now in my situation that I'm just looking for that piece to just come in, support me.
Stay home.
Have a good job. Stay home to raise kids.
Okay.
But what do you mean have a good job?
Yeah.
Like an influencer. Like she has like a hair, hairline product. You know, she has like a little room in the house with a ring light.
Okay, because that's not like a real job.
No, that's a real job, but she could do it from home. A doctor can't do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So,
is it because she'd be smarter than you or just because she's too busy?
I would love that.
Okay.
I would love that. I'm inspired. I love intelligence. I love all that stuff. Even a nurse is okay because nurses kind of like work like... Nurses
they
work
really
like
bad hours,
on
though.
And off. Yeah, but she can like go away for a couple days. You know? But like it's just not... I'm just saying the full-time career... I don't think would fit what I'm looking for.
Is that because that was like your family dynamic growing up?
No, my family dynamic was completely all over the place. My mom worked, my dad kind of worked, like they were never together in the house. Like we grew up poor, you know, I have the place. I have everything. Like, did you see my story? When I just put in closets in my house.
Okay.
For my future wife that I haven't met yet.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Wait a second.
Because like my apartment has like
that's called manifesting. That's manifesting 101.
First of all,
he's literally the king of manifestation.
I jokingly said I'm manifesting her, but I don't believe it.
Okay, I'm, but I'm going as far as to install walk-in closets for your future wife. I'm laying
the foundation.
Because you know it's going to happen.
For Juliana Alou. I'm not trying to manifest her or anything.
Wait,
but Juliana Alou is going to marry me.
She's his model.
If the universe is listening.
Okay.
No, so yes, I put in the closets. I laying the foundation in case someone comes along. Now I have room for her clothes. Because it's Manhattan. You know, it's small space here.
Right. So that's manifestation 101.
No, it's me actually manifestation. If I was closing my eyes, just like imagining a closet would appear.
You have to do actions as well, but you like rewrite. Like, you know, did you see that the rice jars where they did positive words to one rice jar and then it was good?
Was that real though? That one I really
I don't even know what it is.
Why is that poop in the jar? I was like, oh my god, let me never call myself ugly again.
I don't know what you're talking about. This wine is cool.
You like it?
Why did we start talking? Anyway, doctors, lawyers.
You asked the question about manifesting.
What kind of jobs or careers I think would... By the way, everyone has a different career that would fit their partner. Some men are looking for doctors and lawyers.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that want to financially...
Take care of the guy.
Take care of the guy or just contribute to the household.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
I've never thought about dating a dude based on their career.
No.
Money? No.
I mean money, yes. So but like career specifically.
Yeah, I don't care actually.
No.
It's about unless the like hours. It's about the hours like, though. It's about.
Did you say a drug what?
Drug dealer? Like a scammer?
Drug dealer, but I forgot the dealer word.
That's drug the one dealer? I no, do. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't date a drug dealer.
In the past.
Pharmacist? They're like,
yeah. I definitely have. But no. Now I wouldn't. Pharmacist?
No. That's like a drug dealer. Kind of gross.
Yeah. It's made a stupid joke. Were you like in the Mormon shit in Utah or no?
I actually was raised Mormon.
But like the chill kind? Not in the LSD, what it's called?
LDS,
yeah.
LSD is acid. Yeah. LDS is Church of Latter-day Saints. But my mom threw me in private Catholic school.
Oh.
And my grandma's Jewish.
Okay.
But then I was raised Mormon.
Okay.
So I just feel guilty about everything all the time, on all sides.
Wait, so you were going to Catholic school and then coming home to Mormon? Was that confusing? Like, how does that work?
I mean, not really confusing because I probably wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah.
Right.
But the Mormonism, my mom kind of, like, she stepped away from that probably when I was in high school.
Okay.
So then it was just Catholic school, but my mom was raised very Mormon.
Okay.
But there's no such thing as, like, chill Mormon in Utah. Like, no.
What do you mean? They're all LDS? No.
Well, no, not that they're all LDS, but for example, my mom was born and raised in Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
And they were Mormon there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mormon culture there is very, very different than the Utah Mormon culture.
Like more extreme?
The Utah Mormon culture
is more extreme.
Way more extreme.
Oh.
Like you're not showing your shoulders. Mm. They opened up this new mall, City Creek Mall. And you're not allowed to have tattoos showing.
In the mall?
In the mall. It's an outside mall.
Wow.
And you're supposed to be covering your shoulders and be wearing something like to the knee.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary. What do they feel about sex?
Do you really want to get on the Mormon sex talk? Because I have a lot to say.
Sure.
Soaking, you guys already know.
Oh, is that when the dick?
Soaking or sulking?
Soaking.
Soaking.
Okay. Sulking.
I don't know if it
sulking
was
sulking. Sulking is when you cry.
I do both at the same time. I will sulk while I'm soaking.
It's so
no,
big.
But I like soaking in general.
It's fun.
Soaking?
It's the best.
To feel the vagina like
expand.
Oh,
yeah. I lay there and like we talk. I talk about her day. I like to like talk about like... I have full conversations while I'm soaking.
Hold on. This is like a new, I've never heard of
when
this.
When the dick is big, you have to soak, no?
So, okay, so he basically parks it.
Yeah.
And then there's no movement whatsoever. You guys just talk.
There's a little movement. I can't just have it parked.
Oh, well.
I rev the engine a little bit.
Okay, well, soaking is parking.
Soaking is not moving. Not like
it's
a little
It's marinating.
Fuck. Yeah, it's marinating.
Okay.
It's the juices.
I kind of do that, but like I start to move a little bit, like as we're talking, I'm like getting into it,
uh-huh.
And then I stop, and then I go. But it's definitely very
it's
just like
weird.
It's just like right here.
Yeah, your sex sounds crazy.
It's so weird, but it's so hot. No, because we're psychologically connecting with each other.
By moving so slow, yes, and kissing your eyelid, being like,
oh. All that fucking like doing backflips and crazy shit. That shit's like, that's not it.
No, I like that you said that though.
It's not.
I agree. Girls he fucks though. Like, what? No, I
that
just
they
really,
could do backflips.
Yeah, they're like they're just so
yoga,
you know,
stripper. Yoga.
I tell them to stripper. Stop. No,
I love how I go yoga,
yoga,
not stripper, yoga.
Oh, he's a black man
in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay. Penis length and width too.
I guess so. I don't know. It's pretty good.
It. You yeah, tell her.
I have not seen his penis. Okay. Just for his fans.
It's like a good, working. Just like I think it's perfect. It's not too big, not too small, not too skinny. No, like, real blemishes, you know? It's, like, my best quality.
There's no, like, weird mole on it.
No good, weird mole. Good. Sometimes I watch porn and guys have, like, weird moles
that.
And shit coming on, like, on their dick.
I don't think I've ever noticed a mole on a dick in
like,
porn.
Yeah, actually, do moles grow in dicks?
Well, usually they cast to. Good dicks in porn. But that's I've seen true. It. I've seen it, though.
I feel like I just watched...
Like skin tag. Ugh.
Skin
you
tag.
You know what I mean? Like a skin tag on her labia.
Wait, on the labia?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about asshole. Like a hemorrhoid issue.
Let's go with like a fucking skin tag on her
How do you get... Wait, how do you get a skin tag on your labia?
No, it was like a little growth. I was like, I can't get off on this.
She's bisexual too. So she's actually seen vaginas in person.
Yeah.
She's probably seen more than me.
I've hooked up with girls.
Yeah. Apus?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Oh.
I have.
Something that you would continue to do or just kind of just tried it?
I honestly would continue.
Oh, cool.
But I wouldn't say I'm bi.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
But like I'm attracted to women, mm-hmm. you know?
And if it happened, it happened.
Mm-hmm.
If the mood was right.
Yeah.
I feel like you're into femme girls.
No.
No.
Complete opposite.
Good job. Your gaydar is way off.
You like a girl is like a guy?
Yes.
Really?
That's super hot
really?
To me. Yes.
Interesting.
I have to be the femme one.
No, but you can still be femme with a femme.
No, I want her to be what you said.
Like dildo.
I don't want to use words that will get me in trouble, so I'm just going
to. I literally, podcasting is new to me, like. We have to edit the shit out of our
episode. Wait, why? We haven't said one.
No. In the past, like just every episode, like we get wild.
And we left one time. I said one thing about like autism. And then they were like, I can't believe you said
Can you repeat it?
Well, she called me autistic.
What's wrong with that?
Which is actually true. See, the light one now over here, just so you know.
Which one?
The one behind me.
Okay, see, that's some shit I would never, ever, ever pick
He's
up
He's OCD.
On. That is autistic.
Yeah. It's autistic.
I think she was right.
I'm going to get canceled again for
I have everything. I have like a cocktail of all mental illness.
I love that.
But nothing so extreme where one debilitates me. Just a little bit of everything. I alternate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, depression. Wednesday, OCD.
It works like that.
Thursday, sex addiction.
Thursday, sex addiction.
I do get a sex addiction vibe.
Oh, my
this.
God.
Yes, I tell
We were just
this.
Talking about this.
I do.
Listen, drunk aunt. we totally profile each other.
He's
it's so great.
A sex addict.
Wait, hold on. I don't know if this is going to... Should we keep going or... I don't know if T is doing her engineering thing.
Oh, my Lord.
Sophia, you're so fun.
You are. She's so
Am
fun.
I?
Yeah.
Where were you before this?
At my apartment, freaking the fuck out. Like, we need to get out of here. You never got your food. Are you starving? Are you sure?
I told you don't feed her.
Take my phone and order something.
I told you don't feed her.
Wow. Oh my God, you're making me
She's like, it's fine.
Really
I had a
slave right now.
She's like, I had some crust from the bread in your closet.
She said I had a saltine cracker.
Are we good? Okay. So anyway, back to the soaking.
Back to your sex addiction.
I like talking about it. Nah, but I do. I like if you really like somebody and you, I want to say, almost have the kind of beginning stages of love with somebody, it's called intimacy, right?
What, soaking?
Well, just like when you really like somebody and you want to be intimate with them versus just fuck them.
Yeah.
Then sex shouldn't be some like super rushed mechanical thing that you see in porn, almost like an athletic sport. You can lay next to each other. You can kind of just talk to each other. What the fuck is so funny?
You're talking you can about soap. Tantric sex.
Yeah.
You
would be great at that.
You would be great at that.
What is that exactly?
I don't know. No, but I know like, it's
is that the
exactly
the poses?
What you're describing.
No, because now when we add in poses, it starts to get like, I don't want to be like doing improv. Like
No, but you on that yoga mat and on your reels, like doing like, you know, shapes with a woman. I feel like that's
like
style.
Mobility exercises.
Yeah.
I thought that was like your girlfriend or something.
Mm-mm. If I'm posting a girl,
she's hot.
Then I'm not going to be dating her. Which one? Who?
Oh, Monica.
I post a new girl every day.
Yeah.
But there'll never be ones that I talk to, like for real.
Same. I don't do that either.
Yeah.
But
are you dating anyone?
Does everyone have? I swear to God, all three of us have ADHD. Yeah.
Oh no, this is the worst podcast.
No, like, what is this? I actually love podcasts that are like this.
Me too. That's why I do it. But the audience doesn't get it. They're like, "What are you guys talking about?"
They were at your origin
I don't care. I'm not going to change for them. They could.
No, the audience would wait. I mean, this is flowing.
Yeah.
Interview style is like, I mean, come on.
Well, I love talking to people that just like to talk about random shit. You know?
Exactly.
Like if we were at dinner, this would be happening.
Yeah, that's better.
The dinner that would never happen because Sophia is the biggest flake on the planet. And we've tried before.
We can go down.
Not even on podcast. No, we had this whole thing. Can I have more of the wine?
Oh my God. Look, he's getting fucked up.
Can we go out after?
Should I pull up the text? Absolutely.
Pull up the fucking text. That's way back because we've gotten more.
No, we're gonna save that because I'm gonna direct this.
All right, fine.
This isn't even my show.
Yeah, because yours is gonna be biased towards you. But it was basically like a situation where I would hit you up at like I don't know.
1 a.m.
No, that's
that
you. That's you.
Suck.
That's you. You'd be like, hey, let's meet up tonight type shit. I don't remember. It was years ago.
At 1 a.m.?
No, it would be like, this is during the day. And I would try to make a plan and she'd be like, okay, how about we go for a drink tomorrow at 8 p.m. or something like that.
There's no way
tomorrow
those words
at 8 p.m. would happen. The time would come. I'm not sure if I would follow up like, hey, what's up? Probably not because that's not like me.
Yeah.
But then nothing would happen. We had like a almost 98% plan. I don't want to say a loose plan. And then she'll hit me up at like 3 a.m. and just be like, sorry, I just like woke up or I just got done doing something like on a date with a surgeon in Mormon school. Like it's giving chaotic.
Yes.
And flaky.
Okay. I will give you that. I am flaky and I'm really working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Chaotic, not so much anymore. Okay. I really don't feel like as much.
I'm just saying it's giving that, which is sad because as the man, we you know, like we were talking before about, is it like, do we like, because there's this girl that does this to me. And she's like, oh, that's why you like her. And I'm like, no. Like, of course I don't want her.
Like the chase.
Okay, yeah. So you want a flaky bitch. Kind
no.
Of.
Yeah.
She's saying I do. Oh, I'm saying no. I'm saying no. I'm saying I don't want someone up my ass. And you don't have to text me instantly. But I don't want to feel like it's the wild, wild west. Like when I send a text, it's going out into the universe. And, you know, into a black hole. And I don't know what's happening after that.
Is that how Sophia made you feel?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's giving.
How do you guys know each other?
We don't.
Oh.
This is the first time
meeting?
She won't meet up. Whoa. She's a flake.
Excuse me. I am not that big of a flake.
You just showed up here an hour late to your own podcast.
It wasn't an hour.
Half hour.
Nope, it wasn't even half hour.
It was
20-ish minutes. 20-ish minutes.
Okay. Trying to be more centered.
And
my therapist told me.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get centered real quick right now too. Also, the way that you would text me was a little bit bizarro too.
Oh, I can't wait to pull these up because
I mean,
was he flirty?
No, you were like would kind of brag
about
kinda.
What?
Oh. I'm on Dancing with the Stars. Like, don't have time.
Oh my God!
First of all,
like shit like that.
First of all, who brags about being on Dancing with the Stars?
Like, ew,
I probably just said I have dance practice. I'm learning the tango. Can't meet up tonight. And no way was that a brag. I was probably embarrassed sending you that text message, by the way.
No, I'm pretty sure you sent me like a link to an article saying Vinny joined Dancing
really?
With the Stars.
I don't know. Maybe. You know,
I'm
it's my game.
You
know what
I'm
I mean?
I'm fucking with you. You didn't send a link.
Oh, okay.
But we were both kind of weird with each other.
I always send the dancers those because like I talk to a lot of dancers. It's like a... I have crushes on them.
Mm-hmm.
And like as soon as I start, I'm like, I was on Dancing with the Stars. Look, and
do
I said them
care?
Me doing like the fucking samba.
But you weren't good.
They care. No, I wasn't good, but they like they're not judgmental like you. Like, they like that I like tried and applied myself. And you could have never done what I did, sweetie. So
How far did you make it?
Too far.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, because they kept voting me through because like I was
just
like,
based off your charisma.
And like the fans are voting you through and the fact that I'm like, when I go all in on something, I take it seriously.
Yeah.
So they want a guy like that to be on the lineup alongside with professional dancers like Charli D'Amelio, Wayne Brady, Shangela, Whitney, who was a dancer from The Bachelor. You know what I mean? Anyway, back to us.
Yeah.
So go ahead from your point of view, because this is a two-way street.
My point of view on what part?
Yeah.
You said I bizarro texted you.
I mean, I would have to pull up my phone.
Yeah, so you don't even know.
So, but no, but there, and then I asked to record.
I don't want no smoke with you. All right, okay, that, go ahead,
I asked to record.
Sure.
And then you said something like, I only do that with people I'm chill with.
I don't do podcasts with, unless I'm.
Friends?
Hi, one, yeah. Two, three, podcast, three microphones this was in a studio.
This was a little while ago. I started my own. And for you to do this with me, I'm going to repay the favor and do yours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But normally I don't, I love podcasting. It's my favorite thing, but I just don't do it with people. I do it with my friends. Like, and it doesn't have to be a big podcast. Like my friend Karen, who I just did one with.
Can you tell me why?
Why?
Because I remember you sent me like a voice note and it said something about like the press.
Well, first of all, when
do
I
you
first
see the bragging,
yeah,
like the press, it's too much.
Yo,
the lights, camera, action.
You're wild. You're
like,
wild.
I don't have an assistant.
I am like
what?
The least Hollywood person on earth. So first of all, I was trying to meet up with you because I used to have a little crush on you.
Okay.
So
when
to,
did that start?
Used to.
Ew, and why is it a used to?
Because you're too flaky.
Okay.
And but I think and like, you had a and you had a boyfriend. I only like girls that have boyfriends.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Is that for real? For real? Because I feel like I'm
half
can be
kidding.
Like that.
I'm half kidding.
Girls love a guy who's taken. Yeah.
Especially married.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that shit.
No.
And that's not me trying to be cool and like a girl's girl. Like,
no,
I just
why
think
would
it's
you
weird.
Want? You want? You should want someone who's available.
Yeah.
That's, but
he's gonna do it to you. It makes no sense.
Well, I just don't. I feel like that's more effort and more obstacles, yeah. Right? So, like, why?
Like your wife might live.
Anyway, so I had a crush on you and I was trying to like get a drink with you. I always start off when I get drinks with someone like on a friendship level. I'm not going to force anything. Like obviously like if I have some physical attraction, that's good. That can turn into something, but like let's just start with the drink and see what happens. Are we better off friends? Like do I want to have sex with this person? Do I want to date this person for real or whatever? Mm-hmm. So with you it was like kind of that. And we tried to do that. It didn't work. And then so quickly, it turned into, do you want to be on my podcast? And like,
I respect it
because I'm doing the same thing with people right now. You know what I'm saying? So, so I get it. But at the same time, like I said, that was part of it. And also, you know, like in the clickbait type of world that's out there, like, this podcast, like that you're doing, like I don't even know really how yours is. Like I've seen you go viral for some like clickbaity type shit. That's like your thing.
Yeah,
you're crazy. but
you too.
No, I'm not. Like I don't want to like get. I don't want to. It's never a gotcha.
Right.
Like I won't even ask you about your other show if you don't
like,
want to talk
like
about
the
that
shock value.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Or yeah. Or like you know like. Can I even say call her daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I said that and we made this a clip, like that's going to be the clip that everyone's going to... I'm not going to do that. I'm going to post a clip about you talking about more aliens or something like that.
Thank you.
So, but I don't think that's the way the rest of the world operates. You know what I'm saying? So whenever I go on a podcast, I'm like, even my own, now that I'm doing this, even the shit that I'm not talking about Jersey Shore or whatever, people are still find an angle to hate it or to find the negative in it. So I'm like, the podcast I do usually like... low key, low stakes, comedian friends. Nothing is going to go like mad viral. It's going to be in a context where you can even say crazy shit. Mm-hmm. No one's going to take it seriously.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's just kind of why I don't run to do other people's. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And from what you had seen, like the tidbits, right, on TikTok, you're like, oh, this is going to be like a gotcha type of podcast.
Not even if you were trying to do that. I'm just saying it happens. Like even when I just did Hannah's street interview thing, she's asking me like, where do girls pee from or something? Yeah. And I'm like,
you got it so wrong.
I got it wrong. Yeah. And like,
wait. What did you say?
Oh no, they said, "What did when you're wearing a tampon? How do you pee?"
Oh yeah, because
and I was like, "Oh, you just
out of the literal hole."
Yeah, and I made a joke, and I was like, "I don't know, you just push it to the side or something like that."
Okay,
but it was kind of adorable.
Yeah, half adorable, but like people are like they don't. Like, some people get it.
Yeah,
the comedy of it.
Think you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, the rest think you're an idiot. You should die because you don't know that there's like this other hole where girls pee from.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Is that the same one where squirt comes from?
No, it's your urethra, right above your clit, right?
The squirting thing, I really don't know.
The squirting liquid comes out of
from
your
the
hole.
Same place.
Comes out of the same pee.
Oh, no.
No, it doesn't.
I thought it did.
I don't think so.
Well, I think they determined that squirt was like 80% pee. But is it coming out of the same hole?
No, I heard.
Because how
I
would it come out of the same hole? If you're like, you know what I mean? Like that doesn't
Can
make
we look
any
it
sense.
Up?
Yes. Please. Liz,
this
please.
Is the clip.
We have two assistants. Does it come out of
the
same?
Bottom of this.
Does it come out of the same hole? We don't have to debate whether it's pee or not. Because frankly, I don't care.
Have you squirted?
Yes, I have.
Oh hell yeah!
And I think that.
Sorry.
Now we're all picturing you squirt. Actually,
I've only squirted with one dude, but multiple times because like he knew what he was doing, and it's fun.
It's a lot to clean up.
I'm not trying to do that every time, personally.
It's a lot of changing of sheets
made
and
it
stuff.
Happen?
Well, I had a girlfriend that it would happen every time.
Every single time.
It was just her thing.
Mm. No.
No, I've never
think
orgasmed
she knows.
From sex.
You want a girl?
Oh, but no. From sex, but from like oral.
She does it like just throughout the day, like when she's at Starbucks, but not sex.
I'll edge and then.
When a guy sends her a Cash App, she orgasms.
Oh, yeah. Then I.
Oh, you like to edge?
I kind of do too. I get wet. Kinda.
I only come from like humping something after.
Okay, like but so you've had an orgasm.
I've had an orgasm, but like not through anything else. What is actually edging? I don't know why I said it like.
Edging is when you like. You know what edging is?
I think so. Oh, I think I love that porn.
Yeah,
you get close to coming.
Edging is like where you like take a guy's like dick and you just kind of like rub the head a little bit to where like he feels like he's about to come, but like
and
it
then
never
you
really
stop.
Happens.
Lesbians can do that too.
I don't watch the guy version.
Yeah,
you watch the girl version of it.
Okay.
I like that she's also bi.
Yeah,
bi.
How do girls edge? Like
I
they
think
just,
you,
like,
you
like
right
this?
Above like the clit a lot, and then like you like
yeah.
You know? Wait, you right above?
Like, I think right above is that sensitive area.
Yeah. Okay, the porn I watch, it's like a vibrator. And then some fingering. And then, like, have you seen with the feather, though?
Okay, guys. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is basically just all about therapy. And I definitely encourage everybody to get therapy, even when things are going great. I think it's important to get therapy because sometimes you got to get ahead of it because we're all going to face little challenges in life. You know, I've definitely had my mental health challenges that I'm open about with anxiety and stuff like that. So therapy has helped me drastically through all that stuff, you know, talking to professionals and just having somebody. And the best part about BetterHelp is that you can change your therapist at any time. So if you're not really clicking with somebody, you can, you know, just keep on trying out different therapists until you actually do, because that personal relationship is important, all right? So it's totally flexible like that, and it's online, and it's flexible to your own needs, too. You could just do it from your house. You could do it around your work schedule, around the kids, or whatever you need. So I think it's definitely great. You should definitely, if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, maybe just start with BetterHelp, you know, just start with it because it's right there. You don't have to like go searching your local neighborhood for therapists and everything, which they might be good too. But like I said, now we've like just streamlined the process and it's just right at your desk, at the computer. Help is right there. So never skip therapy day with BetterHelp, okay? That is, I want you to visit betterhelp.com/Vinny and you'll get 10% off your first month, all right? BetterHelp.com/VINNY for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/VINNY. Start your therapy journey today.
Oh,
that I can see that as
that
being
would be
edging.
Amazing.
That's right.
Oh my god, I wish I had a feather right now.
Oh my god, me too.
Oh my god.
Next time I go down on a girl, I'm gonna like
you have a feather.
Whip out a feather.
Yeah. Take
the and then I'm gonna write her
dog.
A note with my feather pen.
Like
I had a great time, baby.
Like our founding fathers.
Yeah. I'm gonna write her the Declaration of Independence.
Oh my God, that was so soaking. Hot. I can't get over the fact that you soak.
That's
I
it's
love it.
Your penis is probably
but then
big.
I get. But then we get. Don't get me wrong. Like or don't get it twisted. Sorry. Too much wine. I know.
He's
two
like a lightweight. What's going
sips.
On?
Then we get into it and I start to go crazy.
Okay.
I like to awaken the beast within.
Got it.
With the soaking.
I'm going to do a demonstration.
Okay.
Okay. This is soaking.
Do I have to be in it?
This is, yeah. I'm going to take my tights off. No. This is the vagina.
Hi.
This is the penis.
Facts.
That's soaking.
This is soaking. It's not moving.
Uh-huh.
It's not even like, there's no motion whatsoever. It's just this.
Yeah, no.
Because you're having sex.
I kind of start moving.
Okay, you're moving a little bit.
I park and then I start to go.
Okay, so you're not just parked.
I'm not in park. I'm in neutral.
Okay.
Yes, I'm not full drive.
That's way better because parking, that's kind of crazy.
But you're thinking of it as a bad thing. It's a sweet thing. The girls love it because we're like, oh, what is it? In Mormonism, is it a religion? Like, why did Jewish people do it?
Jewish people
they
park
don't do it?
Someone does it. Well, Jewish people do it through a sheet, right? Through a hole in a sheet.
I've heard that,
like
but I don't
know. Handmaid's Tale style.
I can see them having to soak. Are you gonna fuck the shit out of someone through a sheet?
Wait,
yeah,
and then like it looks like a ghost.
You can't see their face.
I feel like that could be hot.
Yeah, look.
No,
are you kidding?
Want,
no,
oh my god, that's
you probably
hot.
Like to have sex with the lights off too.
That
I had a girl do that. She's like pitch black. I'm like, what are you doing?
That can
I don't
be,
even
I
know what the
that.
Fuck I'm fuck. You love that?
Yeah, I like both.
I'm visual. Also, I need to see everything.
If I'm not
why would
that
I be having sex with you if I don't see anything? What?
If I'm not that into them, I don't really want to. I mean,
I don't want to see him.
I don't want to see
him. Well, you date like the ugliest men
I
ever.
I do date ugly guys.
She has like a thing.
I have
like,
a thing for ugly men. Ew, is that, wait, what
wait,
is that?
Whoa.
Is that just...
That's the vagina.
I was like, is that the skin tag?
Clitoris.
Wait, I don't even see a vagina because...
Labia minora.
Oh, so that's...
But where does the squirt come from?
There was a scholarly article that said the urethra, but this diagram is saying the Skene's gland, which is above, right next to the urethra.
How many holes do we have then?
So...
Wow.
Okay. I see the clit.
Squirting is great.
This looks like an any vagina. It's
a weird way of
squirting is awesome.
Would you think Vinny's cute?
I do think you're really cute.
Thank you.
I've always thought that.
Thank you. Likewise.
Very cute. Personality, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm getting
it's giving
to
sex
know.
Addict.
Yeah, he gives sex addict.
Yeah. Because no. I mean, is it giving or is it real?
Is sex addict like the frequency of sex? Like you need it all the time?
Sex addict is an unhealthy relationship with sex.
Maybe. Yeah. Nah. I
He literally sends me like 20 women a day.
See, this would be the clip on yours, and then this is where I would get destroyed for, where I'm just like, I'm trying to be honest. I'm trying to talk because I have no filter.
Right.
And
but do you really care about like people shitting on you?
No, but I have like a whole other like career with like other people like depend on me and, you know. Like, I don't want to bring everybody down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
but I
talk.
Say this shit on Jersey Shore. That's the thing. Like, I have full clips talking about eating ass on Jersey Shore. But, like, in a certain context, like, people think it's, like, make-believe. They don't think it's real when, like, we're sitting at a table and it's, like, the quick jump cuts and, like, Snooki's laughing and Paulie's laughing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, I say it here in this context. It's, like... How dare you say the word ass?
Like, yeah,
you know?
They're like disappointed in him for like having sex.
Yeah.
It, but it's
for being like a 36-year-old man and not like a 36-year-old woman with four kids.
Yeah.
Like, nope, I'm not knocking that. It's just not my life.
Wow, I can't believe you just said that.
It's just not my life.
Wait, I support women. Do I want to get married? I do.
Okay.
That's been like a recent thing though.
Okay.
Because I used to be like, and I want to have kids.
Yeah. What era are you in?
Huh?
What era are you
like in? Like, how old am I?
No, like, what era of, well, that. But
of my life?
Of your life. Like, you know, do I want to get married and have kids?
Yeah.
I'm settling down. You said you're not as chaotic anymore or, you know.
I'm in a transition period right now. I'm coming out of.
Transitioning.
Yeah, I'm transitioning.
Nice. Congrats.
Cliff.
I'm a reality star transitioning.
She's bisexual trans.
Yeah, I'm telling a joke. I'm a reality star transitioning into a comedian. My pronouns are ha ha.
I've heard that before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just tried it for the first
many
time.
Many times. Oh, is this not? Oh,
can
yeah.
we talk about pronouns or no?
I don't care. But what are you? What are you transitioning into? I want to get down to Sophia.
I'm
we're on a date right now. Anybody who sits down with me is on a date with me. That's
okay.
single.
Okay. Interesting.
Remember we talked about that?
I don't think I signed a consent form for that.
Oh, okay. It's only business. You only like me for the views, whatever. This is going to go crazy. People are going to like love us together.
They will.
Yeah.
For sure. No,
1,000 people watch.
Transitioning. I'm kind of conflicted. Honestly,
what you want?
Because I'm really trying to focus on my career and give that my all, but I also want to get married and have kids.
Mm-hmm.
So probably
your career being the pod,
yeah, and
media personality.
Else I want to take it.
And what would that? What would you do? Like, would you like host a TV show? Like, would you really make it be an all-encompassing part of your life? Because a pod, you can kind of just. Dabble right. in and out of. You could do that
have
once
my
a
baby
week.
Like this.
Yes,
like,
yes, yeah. yeah. Like cute, like Bobby, whatever vibes doing the pod. Because isn't she like a mother?
Bobby Flay.
No. Altoff.
Bobby Flay, yes. You could be like the next Bobby Flay, basically.
She's funny.
Do you cook?
She's very funny. Yes, I
could. I don't find her that funny.
I don't think the podcast is the end all be all for me. No. What it is that I want to do exactly, I don't know yet.
Okay.
The universe is going to let me know.
Yeah,
you know
you're
what I mean?
Start talking to plants and crystals and figure it out.
That's not.
Well, the reason why I'm asking that is because, again, like when you're looking for marriage, I think if you're doing the pod or whatever, that could be like a, you could present that to a man who won't really find that intimidating because it's like, you know, you could still be there for him and support him and do all that shit.
Yeah.
And he could provide for you and do his duty.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you said, you know, like, I'm just getting started, baby. Like, we're doing TV. I'm building a company. I'm going to be a CEO, blah, yeah. blah, blah. Some men might just be like, eh, like, I'm not really, like, looking for that, you know?
Well, I mean, I've seen it. My mom has always been the breadwinner.
Uh-huh.
She's been married, like, 5 times. Mm. And she always has made more money. And it doesn't work.
Right.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't do that.
I don't think so. I mean, I've just seen it not work, you know,
yeah.
over
it,
and over.
Is it emasculating?
It's just not natural, I think. Just like, there's like common sense.
The natural word
so this
was
is
crazy.
It's just, it is. Common sense is just like the guy fucking hunts and goes out and gets the thing. And
so
the,
he's hunting, but she has money. What about that? You know what I mean? Like if he's...
if your girl makes significantly more money than you.
Yeah.
Would you be down or no?
So the way I see it, it's not like a money in the bank type of situation. It's more of just like, if she has that money, chances are she's not really going to be around and available for me because she's like the CEO of a company or something like that. Like, for example, like, of course, like I would love, I'm so attracted to like Tyla. You know who that is?
The singer.
Make me sweat, water, water. Yeah. So, but that girl's just starting her life. She's going on world tours. She's never going to be around. Like I've tried to date celebrities before and like they roll with like an entourage. Like we're on a date. There's like 4 other people around. Like,
right.
Security guard. Like what's going on here? You know what I mean?
I feel like that's how you would be on a date.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have no idea. I am a lone wolf. Okay. I have literally lone wolf tattooed along with the moon, with the universe, you know,
oh,
I am a basic bitch too, but what was I saying? So,
what if she had a trust fund?
Yeah, like Nicole.
Okay, so that's what I'm getting at. So them. It's not about the money in the bank thing because like I wouldn't be intimidated by that. Some men actually, and I used to be this guy, might like when Pete Davidson was dating like Kim Kardashian. Mm-hmm. Like I think there's a part of him that's a little bit of like a star fucker, like where he's like. Because he's always with celebrities.
Yeah,
so I'm
the
like,
roster.
He loves it. He loves like that. He's like, oh, Kim Kardashian, this is crazy.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
And I used to be like that too. It didn't have to be Kim Kardashian. It could have been like the 4th runner up of Love Island.
Yeah.
I would have been like, yo, this is fire. She's a blue check mark.
Can you tell me why though?
Now I'm like, no, I'm like someone with no Instagram followers, blah, blah, blah. Cause I got over that phase and I realized what it is that I want. And I don't want the person that's not available, that's busy, that's working and whatever. So some guys can, the Pete Davidsons, those guys.
Yeah.
It's not me. It's not fitting into my puzzle piece right now.
Yeah.
What about the heiress? Like what she said.
Oh, okay. So the heiress, again, like it's, again, because it's not about the money and because she's available to be a good girlfriend, to be a good wife, to be a good mother, and she happens to have money, great. Yeah. Fucking have your money. I actually do really well with like, for some reason, like I-
Rich
like,
girls?
Girls that like a celebrity children. Like huh? People, like people what? Have like famous
Syracuse
whoa, people whoa, that have whoa. Famous.
How old are we talking?
You know, like
Macaulay Culkin's daughter yeah, yeah. loves me.
But same. When I say children, I don't mean little children.
No, I know.
I mean yeah, the joking. Offspring that it's already. Just like fucking, I talk to a lot of women that have famous parents.
Okay.
And they're rich, they're well off and shit like that, but they don't have like a job. They're just like, they have like houses in the hills and shit.
That's so hot.
And it's just like, but they, for some reason, they love Jersey Shore. I don't know what it is.
They have nothing better to do.
You.
But, wait, I would just assume, and I dated a dude that had a trust fund.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're fucked up.
Yeah. 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 Right? We talked about this. Yeah. You can't have everything just given to you. You need to like know what it's like to grind, to work yes. for it.
Less attractive on a guy too.
Yeah. I think the yeah. statistics of that is like they all go broke and stuff like that. Drugs. You know what I mean? Yeah.
They love drugs.
They love drugs. Yeah.
I love stereotyping.
Your life like, is just like a party.
All trust fund
yeah.
kids.
They're all on
addicts,
heroin and yeah. almost
period.
Dead.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so after what I just said for mm-hmm. me, like how does that relate to you in terms of what you're looking for, what era you're in? And your career.
Okay, so.
If we were on a hypothetical date that you didn't consent to right now. this is the conversations I have with girls on the first
really?
Date.
Really?
Yeah, that's why they
that's
usually.
Why you don't have a
that's
second.
Why they don't yeah. text me back. Yeah.
Wait, you ask them what?
Like, I get into like want. These like conversations because like I'm dating with intention. So like right away. If
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
you
the
job?
Next person. That's not what dating with intention means, you whore.
Live on my couch,
which is kind of like a dream question to hear on a date.
He kind of is the dream guy,
but that's what I'm saying, like you're the dream guy can also be like a red flag.
Yes,
like there's a girl that's like I'm talking to and she is totally getting like turned off by these questions and she's like, how do you feel like that you could ask me this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm
why?
Because like,
they're like intimate. They're like not superficial.
Right. Because I'm like thinking about the future. And because like I like
how,
you.
Okay.
Enough.
How old is this girl?
Exactly.
Like, how old is 26? She?
Probably like 26. Yeah.
Okay.
Once she gets to 30, she's going to like hope and pray a guy is asking these
right.
questions.
So how will you date 21 year olds?
I mean, like.
So that's a yes.
Yeah.
No, but it's
18,
not. Because
yeah.
I have nothing against it, but like, they're not. We just talked about this. They're going to be thinking about going to Little Sister. They're not going to be thinking about.
I fell in love at Little Sister.
Congratulations. I'm sure it did really well for you. They're not going to be like thinking about having these conversations about like, you know, like moving in with a man, their
right.
future. They're like still
some
like.
Some would. You just
some
not,
would
not
for
the
sure.
Stuff.
The smart ones.
True.
The smart
yeah.
ones that you see on Instagram and these like amazing
the
marriages and shit.
One.
The international
yes, yes.
Mormon. The Mormons.
Mormon ones.
Exactly.
Right away.
Religious. Yeah.
He needs a religious girl.
Possibly.
He needs to
possibly.
Girl
Mormons, what's up? I could be LSD.
LDS.
Yeah.
You know what? You would have to do a real transformation.
Yeah.
For them to let you into the church. But they would love
I'm
to
thinking
have
about
you.
It. I'm thinking about it.
No alcohol, no caffeine, no Diet Coke.
I got off caffeine for a while, but I'm back on it.
Okay. Why you have
caffeine?
To wear garments under everything.
But can you have the multiple wives? Oh, that's just LDS.
So that's definitely not LDS. That's polygamy.
But
it was part of the LDS church. They branched off. But you will see them like in Costco all the time. In Utah.
What, like a guy that has his harem of women?
Oh my God, yes.
It's like they each tackle different aisles.
That's what you
yeah.
need.
Yeah.
That's
because they need to buy in bulk. There's like 30
oh,
kids
right,
there,
right.
you know?
Oh. No, I wouldn't ever want multiple, like some men like multiple relationships, like real relationships with multiple women. And I can never have that. I can only commit, like I can only be in love with one person. Can I
fuck multiple?
Fuck, you know, I'm sure I can probably swing it,
yeah.
you know, if someone really twisted my arm. but some guys really like I don't know how guys are like having full relationships with other girls, buying them flowers and their wife catches them. I'm like, what are you doing, bro? You
yeah,
know,
that's
rather,
so weird.
I'd rather just be single.
And that's
it's
a lot
attention
of work.
So much yeah. work. There's a power. Some men, like even like Nick Cannon's and shit, like they literally set many girls up. Like they're like building some kingdom or something.
Would you
like
do that?
That?
You know what
I
mean?
I won't even buy a girl a fucking dinner.
Okay, so I actually...
Unless I like her, like her.
I'm like pretty good friends with Bree TSC.
Yeah. And I'm friends with Nick too.
Yeah, and...
I mean, it's no secret. He's the way she building talks a about fucking her. Kingdom.
What?
No, I said I'm friends with Nick, but there's no secret. He's like spreading his seed, building a kingdom.
And,
yeah. But again, I'm sorry, Bree.
Yeah, and she knows it too, and it like kind of sounds lit.
Yeah.
I asked her about her like SUV Lambo in the driveway, and she was like... Every single thing is paid for.
Yeah, but that SUV Lambo isn't going to hold you at night.
But can she not date other people?
What's that?
Can she date other men?
I think that's a little up in the air.
And even if she can, the men that she's going to want typically are not going to be cool with her situation.
Mm.
She can find some man, but she's not going to want. It's going to be a simp.
She has to just get what she can. And then if she wants, right. You know.
So I don't know. I feel like
she made that choice, and you know.
But I feel like a lot of people are into the open relationship thing now these days.
She also has her son to hold. She doesn't need a man.
Girl, everybody needs a man and a woman.
Her son's a man.
Huh? What'd you say?
I said her son's a man. But does he have that much money?
Oh, her son's gonna hold her when he's 18.
Do you? Yeah, he has that much money?
I want to know
for like every woman.
How many kids does he have?
Like I don't know, like 9 or 11 or something like that. But that's a lot. Yeah,
that's a lot of people to be like, oh, I'm hungry.
He's getting those like wild and out residuals or something like that because that's like residual money when you have that many kids.
That's crazy.
9 to 11 kids is wild.
Nah, you're gonna want a guy. Like again, the guy that you want is not gonna be cool with that.
Yeah. So you would never be in an open relationship.
So no, and you mean no.
Just straight up, like, no.
No. Why you would?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Maybe like 10 years in, if we're just so bored.
Men and women, both what ways, do you mean? Or just like girls with threesomes.
No. That's like a straight heterosexual version. It's like, wait, so we have threesomes with other girls?
That's what usually like, exists because women are not as like they're not like as thirsty to seek things from the outside as men are. So women are like content with like the dick that they love. But the guy is more of a sexual conqueror beast that he wants like different, you know. Of course, like women want other dick. I'm just saying, like it's more typical. I think
men have the testosterone thing going on.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like easy for us to come, you know.
Yeah,
that's very true and crazy.
With you guys, like each one's like a different mystery box. You just never know how to open it. It's like an escape room, you know. I don't know. It's like a different level every fucking episode.
How do you figure it out?
You know what's funny? Like, I just kind of have my way of, like, non-verbally, like communicating with her and just, like, getting, like, cues and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I really, like, sometimes, like, in a drunken conversation, I'll, like, just be like, what do you like? You know what I mean? Like, you can guide me. Like, there's no...
You seem like you're, like, there's no ego. Whisperer.
Yeah, he talks.
The way that you discuss sex.
Because I'm just, like... But it's coming from a non-egotistical place.
Okay.
Right? Because an egotistical... That.
It's coming
sex
from
sex whisperer, be like, I know what to do. I know what to do. I got you. But I'm saying like, help me help you. Yeah. You know?
It's coming from a sex addict place.
Oh my God. I'm not a sex addict. I have had sex though, because I am, you know, I'm a retired thought.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
It means that like in my 20s, when I was on, you know, the wonder years of my show.
Yeah.
I was like running around in the streets. I was outside all the time. New York. New York,
funniest one way to just like tee that up. Running around the streets.
Yeah, I would like travel
outside.
I would travel to different cities all over the country. I would come back home, go to New York, go to One Oak during the week.
Mm-hmm. Sex like, every night.
Not every night, but like you
every
know,
other
single guy. That's why I don't want to go to clubs anymore.
Yeah.
When I'm in a relationship, that's a single man sport.
Yeah,
you're going out there to get laid. I don't care about drinking. I don't care about getting drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really do much for me. If I'm going out, I was 20 something years old. I wanted to get laid. You know.
Yeah.
When you're drunk in a club in your 20s, it's the most important thing to you in the world is like fucking something at the end of the night.
Do you think a woman do that too? Like
no,
I don't. Think
no,
I go to the club to get laid.
I don't.
I definitely don't. I go to find drugs.
Dance.
Out of the box.
You want to dance?
I go to find drugs and find the next after party.
Get yeah. drugs and dance.
To look yeah. old
and then the guys at the end of the night are like, why aren't you fucking
yeah.
me?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, where are your drugs? Mm-hmm. The old me, by the way. But it's kind of interesting because I'm starting to judge body count. Not Ooh. For women, not for women, just for men.
What? Yeah, for men, I know, I agree.
Is that oh. crazy?
I agree.
Is that crazy?
No, it's oh not my at God. All. When I learned about his, I was like, oh, it can never be.
Like, it's
oh my
just,
God, that I is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
No, no. But it's the craziest flip.
Because obviously, it's
it.
Like the most viral, stupidest zeitgeist thing is like the women's body count right now. But right? I just love how you just like flipped it and you're like, I'm not even considering the woman. Usually just like, how do you compare the
yeah.
both?
Yeah.
She's like, no, it's just yours.
Well, what number is too it. Much?
What's
you?
That?
What number is like the number that's like, all right, you're pushing it.
For a guy?
Yeah.
I'm going to say when it hits like the 80 to 90, yeah. I start to just kind of, my ears perk up.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like,
that was like,
much?
That was like,
it's like me at 50.
That was like this month for me.
Yeah. No, no. If there's, if he's fucked 50 people, I'm like, that's too much.
Oh, 50.
I feel like that's a lot, but I guess it's not.
Okay. So
I
mean, do you think that?
Okay. Well, you've obviously said how many yeah. women you fucked. What is it?
Oh,
200, it's, 300?
It's a lot. Like it's a lot. I'm bad yeah. at math. I don't know. I literally, yeah. I've gone viral for the same exact thing that you're doing where someone throws numbers at me and I just kind of nod my head and okay. then like they're like, Vinny fucked a million girls. I have no idea. It's a lot. It's not, it's in the hundreds. It's okay. It's up there, right?
That's fine.
Wait, okay, so you think that, and that could be and I will fully accept, see, men, we don't really complain about shit.
Yeah.
If that's a red flag to somebody, I'm not gonna be like, oh my God, please, like, why are you shaming me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, why are you slut shaming me? I'm like, you know, that's a red flag to her. I'll move on to the next. It typically isn't. The doctors love it.
The doctors love Wait, the
circling
body
back
count?
To the lawyers and the doctors.
They like fuck.
Yes,
because you know what
they
you're
want
doing
a guy
or
that
what?
Fucks.
Because they
right.
don't.
So you want another? You got? You want a guy that you want a guy that knows what he's doing? But you think that 90 is probably enough to trust that he's able to get women, mm-hmm. that women are attracted to him, that he knows what he's doing. Because 90 is a lot of people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, it's kind of not, if you add up, like, all the years, the age, him going out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
but I agree. Like, I'm not going to, my body count is not a good thing. Like, at a certain point, it does give sex addict, which yeah. is not my case, but maybe I was when I was 20s. I don't think it was an addiction. I think it's more just availability for me. It's not,
right.
this is not going to be the case for guys. They have to usually pay for hookers to fuck that many people.
Yeah.
For me, it was just like beautiful women that I'm like,
wanted to suck your dick.
And as a young kid, you're not going to be like, oh my God, like, no, please don't suck my dick. You know,
he has twins.
That twins, like, mother, you know, threesomes,
mother,
all that.
Mother-daughter?
I never had mother-daughter. I never had mother-daughter.
That would be...
No,
that would
be epic.
Be
that would be epic. See? She,
well, I don't think that's...
Mom,
I
my mom's hot.
Is she? Oh, hell
what?
Yeah.
No.
What's
the fact
up?
I just said that, she's going
Let's
freak
go. Let's
mom.
Go. I'll get you guys
hello.
Drugs. I'll get you drugs.
I'll take you to the, no, the next game.
To the next game.
Because
bro,
you don't want a guy with a nobody count.
No, and I see that it's wrong. I shouldn't like be judging based off body count, but it gives
No, you
off.
Can. You can. I judge a woman's body count.
Yeah.
I judge a woman's body count for marriage, not in life. I don't give
well, yeah.
a fuck in life. I'm not like, and some like religious people might. They might be like, that's disgusting. I'm friends with like porn stars. You got to see the porn stars I talk to. They like fuck five guys at a time. You know what I mean? Like, they're crazy. I love them. They're great. I'm just not going to marry them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you can judge for...
Do you want to marry a virgin?
Someone's
yeah.
life. No, I don't want to marry a
What's
virgin.
What's your limit?
I don't know. Every guy says like 10, 15. It depends on the age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It depends on the age. If she's, you know, 30... 35.
To
she's
right
going
to
like... It's going to like rack up a little bit more, which is fine. But, you know... It's more of like a decision-making thing. It's not, it's like, of course you're going to have like random rendezvous in college and whatever, one night stands, blah, blah, blah. But
some
like,
more than others. You.
Yes, men more than others because yeah. we're fucking disgusting animals that just like, ugh.
Yeah.
All overgeneralizing. But I think that, you know, women, like, it's an attractive quality that, like, every person that entered her, she kind of was like, gave it some thought. Mm. Even if it was a one.
I thought you were about to say she kind of was like, what's happening?
No, like
she was like, so why is the anxiety soaking?
Okay, no. Okay, got it.
You know what I mean? Like, she just thought about it. Like, even if it was a one night stand.
Intentional.
It was intentional. She felt like, you know what? This means a lot to me. Like, I really like this person. Yeah. Or maybe I might go on dates with him or something like that, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, kind of like, just like almost like common sense, not just like, you know, I was at this after party and these dudes run a train. I sucked three dicks in the bathroom. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you want to do that, more power to you. But if I'm marrying you, it's like, I don't really like that, like, decision making. You know what I mean?
Maybe a southern girl, like a southern 21-year-old. Yeah. Bring her up here. She wants to have babies.
Oh, do I need, you're saying
no,
I need
that? No, that would be good. Match perfect. For you. You know what I mean?
I don't think so. I don't want
to. No, he hates them. No.
That's why I have a crush on you.
Yeah.
Brunette vibes.
Until...
You know?
You figure out about my body count.
Yeah. And your flake.
And the flakiness. Just kidding. My body count.
What's your body count? Sienna's is like 5.
Nope. That's not going to say what it is. It's very close to your number. Could grow.
There you go.
Could grow.
But that's the thing, though.
Are we including women?
No. You can fuck all the, all the pussy you want, girl.
Okay. If we were married, could I?
Yeah. I'm,
what?
This is where I'm weird, though.
Wait. Oh my god, if you guys
I'm the perfect hybrid. I'm like a traditional Sophia.
We found it.
A traditional slut.
This should be a throuple.
You understand? Yes, I'm down with a throuple. Mm-hmm. Only you though. Mm-hmm. Not like I don't want to have the control thing of many women. Like you're easy. Okay. But like to deal with. I'm a traditional slut. So like I want the conservative good woman that's like gonna like scratch my back because I'm gonna provide for her. I'm gonna pay for everything.
He's gonna Nick Cannon her ass.
I'm gonna pay for our kids. We're gonna go on lit vacations. You're gonna drive like a sick like Range Rover. It's gonna be white. It's gonna be dope.
Can you scratch his back?
I'll scratch his back.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. Why you don't want?
I feel like I will just not be.
So what's
that.
What's your duty? Sure. Sex?
I don't know.
No. Actually, she's probably like threesomes more than you because she's lesbian, but she doesn't like threesomes because she's really lesbian.
Yeah, I was fully gay.
Fuck,
now
Ritha
I'm like
Ensign.
Bi.
Wait, he just said fully lesbian, but you just said
so.
No.
I'm 24. I fucked a guy for the first time at 22. So like I was always with women. So I actually like prefer women, but like I'm in like my bisexual. Phase.
You're in your transition.
Yeah,
phase.
I'm transitioning to another sexuality.
We're all fluid.
Wait, so you could get with girls. Boxes. I would never get intimidated by another woman ever.
I just wouldn't.
Because you
do
just
have a boner.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, he does.
I don't even get boners in strip. I don't get boners in strip.
So
club.
Big right now.
Not you zooming crazy. In on me right now.
Cross your legs.
Wait, T. Yeah. What time is the other show in here? 6:30. Okay, so we could just go for a couple more minutes. And then we have to switch rooms.
Oh, I was about to be like, oh shit, okay.
Wait, so yeah, no, I would totally let a girl get with other women. I would like that. I'd be like, oh please, like get a girlfriend, you know. I don't need a girlfriend.
Until,
you can have a girlfriend.
Until I'm like, no, I like don't really want to have sex
with you
tonight.
It would never happen. I'm fire. And you know what? If you're not craving dick at that moment, I think separation makes the vagina grow fonder.
Okay. What do you think is better sex, girl or guy?
I would say girl. A lot of
he's never had it with me.
I haven't had sex with Vinny, but I also think I would be having sex with him and being like, damn.
We'd be like cracking jokes. But yeah. We'd be like writing comedy sketches and
I'd
shit.
Be like, damn, he's been in so many women and men and
right?
I can't.
It's
right?
funny though. That
it's just too much.
It's funny though that would make you, everyone's subjective.
Yeah.
It's all subjective. That would make you turned off, but another girl would be turned on by
true.
That.
True.
To
women.
Me,
I don't
feel
like
I'm
really
not
like
special.
That.
Like, yo, this dick got miles on it. I like that.
I'd be like, there's just so many, like, Legos that have touched this.
Nah, girls like that.
Also, like, he loves big butts. Like, what you think of big, like, he likes a bigger butt than, like, Kim Kardashian.
Like, BBL?
So I'd be like,
but if you add the two of yours together, like, you know, we're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank God we have each other, babe.
Oh my gosh. We'll just, like, lay on top of each other. Yeah.
Oh
my god, we'll lay on top of each other and then he'll fuck.
Oh, and then he can go back and forth.
Yeah, I'm with it.
I like that shit.
Now we're tapping like into my psychology of it all. Yeah, yeah.
I actually would be down with that.
Really? All right, cool.
Are you single?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Because maybe now you're getting into that era where the next person,
it
could be serious.
It has to be intentional dating.
Right. It's funny that I'd never think about that. I never thought about that before, but now.
With me.
I don't know how old you are.
I'm 31.
31.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the next people that we date should be people that we consider marrying.
Yeah.
And that's why I ask these questions to these women. Because I'm like, yeah. Girl, like, I know this sounds crazy, but like, if I'm sitting here with you, I'm considering marrying you.
Yeah.
That's actually really dope and cool that you are that way.
Now,
usually,
I never was, but now, yeah, usually it's a fuck boy, just wants to get laid.
Usually it's the woman doing that, and the guy's like, yo, I'm here to have fun. Yeah. Like,
yes,
you know?
No. It's so all about, really cool. It's all about the timeline of a man's life.
Yeah.
If he's in his 20s, he's not ready for that yet.
A guy has to be 35 or older.
Really?
35 older.
I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. You want 65.
A little ugly.
I do like older.
I like older.
I like ugly.
Oh my God,
yes,
we just talked about
it.
This.
I love an ugly. I hate a guy who should be hot, but he's not hot. Like, I'll take ugly, but you know, like a hot-ish guy, but his hairline's weird. Or like,
and you don't like that.
No, like you either have to be like an ugly guy with like confidence and swag or like a hot guy. Not like a hot guy borderline ugly. Does it make sense?
Yes, but I feel like the in-between dude, as long as he thinks he's ugly, then
yes,
we would be fine.
When the in-between dude thinks he's hot, but I'm like, look at that hairline.
Oh,
and you're,
that's
you know what I'm talking about.
The guy got to know he's ugly?
Yes.
Yeah. That's cool.
Not be like, I'm the shit. And I'm like, ew, look at your like.
But he has like
nose.
Mad money.
Yeah.
So it's cool. Like he's like, no, he's like, I know I'm ugly, but like, like I'm smart. I went to like MIT.
Hot.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't like nerds.
No.
At all.
What do you want then?
I mean, I could give you a list.
Do you want,
I mean, what?
Do you want the guy? Do you want him to have money?
Money, yeah.
Okay, so then he has to be smart. How else would he get his money? An athlete?
No.
You don't need to be smart.
A drug dealer?
Nerdy is different than smart, too.
Nerdy is like Stanford.
Right, those guys are dorks.
Literally like.
Dorks.
Dork is, yeah.
What was the Facebook
weirdos.
Movie called?
Oh, Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Buffalo.
The social
Mark
network.
Zuckerberg.
Social network.
Social network.
Yeah, okay.
You don't want that. You don't want a techie, nerdy guy. Yeah.
I thought he was so hot.
That's
Jesse
why these
Eisenberg.
Girls are sleeping on me, because it's so hard to get the full package.
You kind of are
I'm
dorky,
swaggy.
Though.
I'm everything. Universal appeal.
Yeah.
I could be nerdy, swaggy, fuckboy,
okay, but that type of nerdy, is... They would hate us immediately.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
maybe not you because you're Asian.
No, I think
I'm not
she's
Asian.
Not
I'm
Asian.
A lot
of, isn't that crazy?
She's not Asian.
I'm not
she's
Asian.
Black and white. We go through this with
no,
every
it's okay.
guest.
Okay, like literally every.
Can you wear, like, can we have a sign in the background that says Sienna's
she
not
said,
Asian?
You're Chinese. They would like you. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah.
I will actually lose my podcast.
No, we're putting
right
that in. No, we are
I
keeping
feel
that
so
in.
Bad.
No, literally.
You should have seen what Chris.
I feel so bad. I'm
no,
so
she,
sorry.
She talks about
talk,
it on stage
comedian,
every night.
And I talk
she's a
about
comedian.
It all the time.
Okay,
so it's not like offensive.
Okay,
at
so
all.
Tell me.
So my mom is black, my dad's white. No Asian.
Yeah.
But that was, it was so earnest.
Chris
DeStefano called my hand and you're like, as a Japanese one.
Okay, excuse me. I didn't say Japanese. I said Asian.
Chris DeStefano called her a spy.
Yeah, he was like,
not even Filipina. Just no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Damn,
but
I'll you guys all have my career in your hands right
mine
now.
Mine too, girl. I'm right there
do
with
the
you.
Right
we're going
thing.
Down together.
I'm the only one that can't get canceled because I'm black
you
and gay.
You can't get canceled because you're black, gay, and you look Asian.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I think we got to wrap it up. We're going to do Sophia's podcast. Now we're warmed up. You're going to get a good one. I'm going to be mad shy on that one, though.
He's going
to
because I have no control for
no,
that one.
No, Vinny's already
and you're
going to
trap me and fucking make me go viral for stupid clips.
Yeah.
Shit.
And purposefully give you a boner.
I would love that.
Oh,
I would love
I
that. I shit. If a girl give me a boner, I welcome it.
Okay.
Because the worst is when you can't get a boner.
That's
okay.
True.
You know what I mean?
Okay, sex god. I thought that would never be an issue.
Sex whisperer, sex god,
but
sex
yes,
addict.
Sophia with an F. Go listen, guys.
Sophia with an F. Thank you so much for doing this. Please
thank you.
Like and subscribe. I never say that,
yeah.
But I think it's important.
It is.
Like and subscribe. And then I guess check me out. I don't know when these are going to come out, but check me out on Sophia's podcast.
Mm-hmm. And we're all very hot people.
We're hot
so
people. Even though you're a flake,
YouTube.
I like you. You're really nice in person.
Yeah.
And, you know, you kind of like, I like you again, so.
Thank you. Yeah.
I don't know how long it's going to last. Okay, bye.
Okay, we'll see. Bye.
Bye.
Yo, that was so ADHD.
Yeah.
That was.